Okay, welcome again to the Musings of an Old Man and All That Jazz. I believe this might be podcast number 6, but I'm not sure. I'm losing track, and who cares? It's just another podcast. But today, I'm going to do something a little different. Instead of ranting and raving about things, I'm going to talk about something that's become pretty important to me and I'm sure to you in your life. And that is the people who protect us and keep us safe. And I'm talking about the police in our society, the military in our society, the first responders, the frontline hospital workers, the firefighters, the forest firefighters, everybody who it takes, who is a frontline worker that is exposed to these dangers that are out in our society today. And I think we sometimes don't give them enough credit. And today I'd like to just give a little shout out on my behalf to some of them in case they might be listening. Who knows? And if you are, thank you for your service because you do us a great service. And I know sometimes we take it for granted, and I don't think that's right. I think even our politicians and some of the higher-up staff in the organizations that these folks belong to don't really give them credit for what they do. And again, it isn't fair, and I think they should be treated with a lot more respect. Take, for instance, the military that came back from Afghanistan, or the ones who were on peacekeeping missions that saw some atrocities committed and came home and were really let down by the military hierarchy and weren't given what they needed to help them get over the traumas that they had seen. And it took years of fighting for them to get some of the things needed, and I don't think today they still aren't getting what they need, but hopefully it's getting a little better. I don't know, maybe there's enough pressure on some of the dumbass politicians and some of the people up in the hierarchy of these organizations that they realize what some of these people have gone through. I guess if you've never gone through it yourself and you were elected to parliament from a spoon-fed family or whatever, or you are a policeman who probably crawled up through the ranks by not having to do a lot, you maybe don't understand what these folks go through. But anyway, I think they deserve a lot more credit than they get. You know, I'd like to start with maybe the police. I don't know how we came and how we've come as a society to disrespect the law and the police as much as we have. I remember as a young person, we had a lot of respect for a policeman. And mind you, we sometimes had a little bit of a fear too, because we knew that if we got caught, there was some consequences. And today, really, there isn't a lot of consequences for anything you do, hardly. It seems like you can nearly get away with murder, which we've seen in the last few days in Lumbee. Now, they may catch the guy they saw putting his wife into a car, and she ended up dead, and he ended up free, and he's walking around the streets. But hopefully they're still working on it, and they will come to a conclusion, and somebody will be arrested for the murder of that lady. And I know it's bothering a lot of people right now, and the police, I'm sure, are trying their best to figure out how it went down and what they can do about it. I can't imagine a policeman today, with the way things are and the guns that are around, even on a traffic stop, walking up beside a car and not knowing what's going to go on when you get up beside them, because there is a lot of crazies out there, and they'll do anything nowadays to protect themselves from prosecution. So as a policeman, again, there must be a lot of fear when you in your mind, or when you do walk up beside a car or try to apprehend somebody, you don't know what he has for a weapon anymore. There was a time a while ago, I think, where they said they were going to make sure anybody who used a gun was going to be incarcerated for a long time. Yeah, then they started using knives, I think. But, those laws, the prosecutors and the judges don't seem to follow through with some of the legislation that gets put in place. But that's just my opinion. Remember, I don't know everything about the law, but it seems to me that there's a lot of holes in it that could be filled with some people who had a bit of a conscience. The bleeding hearts in our society seem to think it's okay for someone to struggle with the police when they're being arrested. And if they get their arm wrenched a little bit or they get swatted on the side of the head, sure as hell there's going to be some sleazy-ass lawyer out there that's going to try and make a case out of it and try to sue the police and make a little money for himself, and a scumbag who didn't want to be arrested, who probably did something wrong. You know, and there is the odd mistake made, but boy, we have a lot of laws now that are broken and people get away with it just because of the bleeding hearts who think that the police should say, please stick out your hands so I can put the handcuffs on you. I don't want to hurt you. You know, they're damn lucky I'm not a policeman, because there'd be a few more swats across the side of the head. Of course, I'd be fired. But, you know, sometimes I wonder if maybe some of these policemen wish they would be fired. But they're dedicated to their jobs. They do what they do it as best they can. And as I said, they aren't totally appreciated from my point of view. I remember as a kid being scared stiff that if I did something wrong, I would be arrested and sent off to reform school. We didn't really know what reform school was, but we were scared shitless of it and knew it wasn't a good place. I did know one young fella that lived in our neighborhood that did get sent off to reform school, and I think he came back a better person, but in the end, he got in some more trouble, and he didn't have a good ending, but that's another story. Getting back to the disrespect for policemen, I have to wonder where it came from. And I look back and I think about our generation who started during the 60s calling them pigs and different names that we had for them that weren't very good. And was that the start of us starting the deterioration of our appreciation of police? Yes, there were some bad ones, we knew that, and there's bad in every society, but not every policeman was bad, and there was a hell of a lot of good ones out there who did their best to uphold the law and did their best to try and lead some of us young folks and keep us from getting in more trouble. And I remember getting in a little trouble myself, and a kind policeman took me into a hotel room and had the lady who was there put me to bed so that I wouldn't get in any more trouble. Now, that was a long, long time ago, but that's what they did in those days. Do the kids at home hear their parents talking about those damn police? They don't do a thing about it if your car is stolen, or the firemen. All they do is sit around. They make too much money. They sit around and they just play with their hoses all day. And there's all kinds of talk like that, I'm sure, goes around the kitchen table in some homes. And do those children go away with a feeling of disrespect after those conversations? Well, I think they probably do. So it works its way up into their little brains, and all of a sudden, they don't have the same respect for the law or for the people who are trying to protect them, as they should. I wonder how many people or young people watched the convoy group that were in Ottawa a few years ago and watched them spitting at the police and shoving and pushing them. And really quite, they were getting away with it. And what did that leave on their little minds? What did they take away from that situation that, you know, they see it all the time on TV that there's sometimes a little glory in being a bad person or a criminal. They sometimes glorify criminals and take down the police. My upbringing, even today, when I'm stopped by the police, which doesn't happen very often anymore, but if you are, you actually think, what did I do wrong? And, I might be in a little trouble. But when the policeman comes up to your door, you don't try to argue with him. He probably stopped you for a reason. And whatever that reason is, he's going to let you know. If you were speeding, if you went through a stop sign, you probably did something that you shouldn't have done. And he's going to jack you up for it. But I guess if you got a whole trunk load of methamphetamine and some heroin and a handgun in the car, I guess maybe you're taking a different attitude or different look at it than I do. But anyway, that's what the boys are facing out there. They're facing some awful bad stuff. And boy, are the ladies and the men and the women of our police force are facing some awful things out there. So let's not hassle them any more and let's talk about them in a good way and make sure that our grandkids or our kids know that they're out there to help us, not to hinder us. That also goes for our first responders. Again, I can't imagine what they go through. Some of those people, they go to a traffic accident and there's bodies all over the place, and it must wear on them terribly, and I can't imagine how they could go home at night and just put it aside. They must have a way of doing it, but it isn't something I could ever do. I've been in a couple of bad situations myself, and I remember the adrenaline rush and the coming down from it. I can't imagine that happening on a daily basis, but it does happen to them on a daily basis. And the same with our firemen, you know, they face a lot of dangers. There's explosions that they might walk into. There's situations where they might have a building collapse on them when they're trying to save somebody. They do a lot of brave things to try and save people's lives. Going back into a building to rescue a dog because someone left their dog inside. I mean, those are the kind of people that are out there doing that job. And I give them so much credit for what they do, and I don't think they get paid half enough for the dangers that they are faced with every day, or maybe not every day as a fireman, but quite often. And our military, again, to be able to go into those battle situations and not know where that sniper is, or maybe not know where that mine is that you might run over. Again, the fear, there must be a state of fear there that I would never, or you would never understand. But they do it, and it makes them, in my mind, a very brave person to be able to do it and carry through with it. Which brings us to another subject, and it won't take too long, which is the ones who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Now, again, it has to be happening to a lot of them, because not everyone is able to carry on like that for years and years and years without it having some effect on their minds. And again, I have a little bit of knowledge about that, because I lived in a family where we didn't know it at the time, but I'm sure my father was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder when he got back from World War II. He was a tank commander in his battalion, and He had a bulldozer on the front of his tank, and after he had died, talking to some of his old army buddies, he had had to do a lot of horrendous things with that tank in terms of breaking through trenches and running over people. And he also, I guess, they said, had to dig trenches for mass burial and then, I guess, fill them up. And I can't imagine what went through his mind over the years and how often that must have come back to haunt him. And he turned out he was an alcoholic, and he wasn't a great family man. And I guess now that we know about PTSD, it was what was wrong with him. And he suffered until the day he died. And that's too bad. But they didn't know about it at the time. And he was just one of thousands that came back and had to live with that. And again, I can't imagine what goes through their minds. To this day, I don't think the military treats it with the respect they should have for it. I don't think some of our veterans get enough help. It sounds like they have a lot of trouble getting any help and trying to prove that they have problems with life is not easy, I guess. And many of them have committed suicide, lost their families. God knows what else has happened to them over time. And again, the higher-ups in the armed forces don't seem to take enough interest in their troops as they come home from war. And I don't think our police service is also treating their constables or their staff properly either. You know, there's a lot of, I've heard of a lot of them being out on stress relief and whatever. So maybe dealing with them before some of this actually happens to them, how about maybe some more training on what to expect when you get into the police force or get into the firefighting, some of the stresses you might, maybe they do. I really don't know. I hope they do. But, you know, let's give them all the help they need to be able to get through each and every day that they serve for us. And then I would suggest that even ourselves, if we happen to be around some of them that way, you happen to see a couple walk into the cafe or the coffee shop, how about you buy them a cup of coffee and say to them out loud, thank you for your service. Maybe if you got a few extra dollars in your pocket, you go down and buy a few gift certificates from Tim Hortons or wherever and take them down to the police station, drop them off, or to the ambulance service and drop them off. Or even to take a batch of coffee and donuts up to the local emergency ward at the hospital and let them know that you appreciate what they do for them. There's lots of little things we can do. But the biggest thing is don't talk bad about them. And also, when you're around kids and whatever, let's get our police force back up on a bit of a pedestal. And I know you're going to say, oh, you know, they brought themselves down in some cases. Yeah. But as I said before, there's a bad in just about every part of our society, but there sure are a lot of good ones out there that are trying their best. So let's appreciate them for what they are. And they do a lot. And I mean that sincerely. They do a hell of a lot for us. So I actually ramble on a little more than I should. Plus, I said I wasn't going to rant, but I think there was a little bit of ranting in there. But what the hell else do you expect from me? They say I'm a grumpy old man. Well, I'm not a grumpy old man, but some of them believe that I am. I'm a happy old man with some thoughts. And one of the things that I'm going to leave you with is back in 2018, the Humboldt bus tragedy with the hockey players really hit home with me about what it must be like to be a first responder. And I thought about it for quite a few days and thought to myself, oh my God, what would it be like to come upon the first responders that got to that accident and saw all of those young fellas and the driver and everybody in all stages of there's some dead, some alive, some screaming for help, I'm sure. And I just can't imagine when they went home after that, what it must have been like. And so I sat down and I wrote a song. And the song is called The First Responder. And it's mostly about, you know, what I think it may be like after to have PTS or PTSD. I have no idea what it'd be like, but I'm just wondering if the song I wrote has anything to do with what it might be like for those poor folks that lived through that. Not so much the injured ones, but the first responders that had to be there, the police, the medics, the firefighters, whoever came to that accident scene. Again, I can't imagine how it must be. But anyway, the song is called The First Responder. I'll do it for you. You can make up your own mind whether it's something that might suit what they went through or not. Okay, this is a song, as I said, it's called The Responder. And this is what it sounds like. The sirens stop, the mind is clear, the crying hands reach out. The screams of pain are everywhere, confusion's all about. We set our minds to help them all, we do as duty calls. And though we're only mortal souls, we think we cannot fail. I try so hard to flee the ghost, the torment and the pain. The demons that keep chasing me, why do they still remain? I try to put the past behind and crawl out from this hole. It seems that I can never flee the demons in my soul. I dream at night, I see it all. Was it them, not me? The young ones who had life to live and dreams they'll never see. How come I'm left to feel the pain? And more could I have done? And then I wake in screaming sweat, my restless days begun. I try so hard to flee the ghost, the torment and the demons that keep chasing me, why do they still remain? I try to put the past behind and crawl out from this hole. It seems that I can never flee the demons in my soul. A God above, why can't he rescue me? Why leave me here upon this earth to live in misery? Please take me or relieve the pain, I care not which you do. Just give me some meaning, Lord, that's all I ask of you. Give my life some meaning, Lord, that's all I ask of you. I try so hard to flee the ghosts, the torment and the pain. The demons that keep chasing me, why do they still remain?
I try to put the past behind and crawl out from this hole. It seems that I can never flee the demons in my soul. Seems that I can never flee the demons in my soul.
It till next time, folks. As they say, keep your stick on the ice, stay out of trouble.